Walter Rupert Tink was a 24-year-old grazier from Bennelong, Dubbo, when he enlisted on the 14th of March 1916 at Menangle Park in Sydney. He joined the 20th Reinforcements of the 7th Light Horse Regiment. Not long after he arrived in Egypt, Rupert was admitted to the isolation camp at Moscar with mumps. He was moved to the 24th Stationary Hospital on the 12th of September and stayed there until October 3rd, when he rejoined the 2nd Light Horse Training Regiment. However, Rupert was returned to the isolation camp between November 15 and December 10 for reasons unknown. Trooper Walter Tink was taken on strength on the 11th of December 1916. On the 26th of March 1917, Walter was reported killed in action at Gaza. A note on his service record states that this man was not buried on account of retirement of regiment. The 7th Light Horse Regiment history states, "Our own casualties were one man killed and two wounded in the First Battle of Gaza. This single death must have been Walter Tink." However, the reading of the official history tells another story, and possibly another explanation of Walter's death. When the order to break off was received by the 7th Light Horse Regiment on the extreme right, Onslow concentrated his men upon the beach. Riley stood firmly in the declaration that he would not move as long as a single man was unaccounted for. The bodies of the few Anzacs who had been killed were strapped to limbers and carried back to Balar. And so thorough had been the search that at dawn only one man of the 2nd Brigade, which included the 7th Light Horse Regiment, was missing, and it was remembered that he had been asleep close to the point of reassembly. After two straight nights on duty, had Walter fallen sound asleep and been missed in the dark to be captured and shot by the Turks? Unfortunately, no Red Cross wounded and missing files exist for Walter Tink to provide further information on his death. Walter Tink is commemorated in the Jerusalem War Memorial Cemetery. In 1927, a spectacular and unusual stained glass window was unveiled in St Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Winjawarra Street, Dubbo, now St Andrew's Chapel. The Tink family had arranged for the magnificent stained glass window to be installed in their family church to honour their dead son and brother. The window shows Jesus preparing to crown Walter Tink as Walter kneels before him, 303 rifle in hand. Angels appear to be welcoming Walter to heaven, while a child holds his slouch hat replete with emu feathers. The biblical verse on the window states, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." At the bottom of the window is, "In loving memory of Walter Rupert Tink, killed in action, Gaza, 27th of March 1917, presented by his mother, brothers and sisters, 1927. The unveiling of the window and the opening of the church took place 10 years after Walter's death.